Hello, ladies and gents. This is your host, Gio, for another edition of the LWYM podcast. And we post these on our website so that they may be of spiritual edification for each and every one of you, and that you may have something to ponder on, to reflect on for the rest of the week. And we hope that these podcasts are doing just that for each and every one of you. And we also hope that you are sharing these with your friends. There's a lot of good content here, if I say so myself, tooting my own horn here. But anyways, joking aside, we're glad that you're able to join us, that you are downloading these. And also, as a subtle reminder, share these with your family members and your friends. They would also want to know the absolute truth of the matter. And this is what we try to share here on these podcasts. But before I continue on, let me invite you to our glorious website, LWYM.org. You will find all kinds of goodies for your enjoyment, for spiritual discernment, for love, in order for you to be a better Christian. I don't know, whatever you want to categorize it as. It's simply there so that you can have a better relationship with Christ. And we here at LWYM believe that we should make this accessible to everyone. So we don't charge you a fee. We don't charge you anything like that. It's just free. The gospel should be spread freely. That's what it's all about. The Apostle Paul, it worked for him, worked for Jesus, worked for the disciples, works for us too. We don't charge you for any of this. All right, so enough with the self-promotion and on to the main topic, shall we? Today, I was pondering on something very interesting. My mind likes to ask questions. I tend to ask myself every type of question imaginable. And I think that it's a very healthy way to live. And it's always a good way to kind of check yourself where you're at in your walk with God. And where you stand as a human being. How you're progressing in your spiritual life. Maybe other things that God wants you to work on in your life. These are all things that I think that questions can really make us focus on in our own life. And I encourage each and every one of you to do. Because I think it's important that we do this, that we ask the proper questions about ourselves and be objective, not be the type of people that say that we're okay. And in reality, we're in a very disgusting state and we're not seeing that our inner man is decaying on a daily basis. But anyways, I was thinking today about just the amount of lawlessness that has overtaken our society. The amount of cold hearts, the amount of frivolity, lasciviousness, and also how much morality, ethics, values have just gone to the gutter in our culture and in our society. And I wonder, and I ask myself, what is the cause of all of this? I had a good conversation today with my father, and we were talking simply about the difference between generations and in the era he was growing up in, how it was, and now. And I remember him telling me about going to music school, and he recalled the time when he was assisting the university classes to learn more about music theory. And as he went down the hallways, he always made it a point to say hello to the professors. And he made an interesting note that none of the professors, and he can't recall a singular professor returning the favor. You wonder, and I thought this was an excellent point that he brought up, said this is supposed to be a place of higher education. This is supposed to be a place where men and women, young men and women, are shaped and they're formed for their future, to have bright futures. But yet here we are, college professors, university professors, that don't even care to return the favor of a simple good morning or how are you. Where have we descended to as a society that we are no longer willing to acknowledge a person when they are simply acting on civility, acting on our basic human instinct that God has placed within us and need to try to have relationships and not even go to deep relationships, but simply being a person who is a cordial human being, Where have we gotten to that that is not even the case? Well, I found something very interesting that in our society, as I answered my question in my own head, I see that society has only gotten worse. Not only is it just limited to not saying hello to someone or goodbye to someone or not acknowledging a person, it's gotten to the point where children are disrespecting parents, to the point where we don't respect authority figures, where society now has contempt and hatred for everything that is holy, everything that is godly. Once in our society, we could say that we upheld values and godly morals because we understood that these were the backbone of our society, but that is not the case any longer. These things, as a matter of fact, are attacked on a consistent basis by the media, by Hollywood, by so-called artists, and everyone in between, even regular people. They are part of the decaying situation that we have in our own country, not to speak about the rest of the world. But yet, when I go to the Bible, and I see what the Bible says about this, Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 24, verse 2, talking about the end times, the disciples ask Jesus, tell us what will be the signs of the end times. One of the most interesting passages in this whole chapter is verse 12, where he said, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And as I'm pondering this, this makes my mind go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, where Paul, writing to young Timothy, says, but know this, this is verse 1 and on, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. It's interesting the contrast. Jesus says that the love of many will grow cold, but yet here Paul is stating that and reiterating the fact that the love of men will grow cold, but they'll be lovers of their own selves, meaning that they won't care about anyone else. He expands on this a little bit more. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. This is really starting to sound like nowadays, isn't it? Well, he keeps going. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. So you see that one thing leads to another when the love that God has placed in our hearts, or the love that human beings are supposed to have inside of them because we're made in the image of Almighty God, begins to turn cold, then these things begin to happen. And we see evidences of this on a daily basis. I mean, everywhere you go, you keep hearing now lately in the news about cops being murdered, policemen being murdered by villains, by corrupt individuals, and so many things that are going on, and you see how much sin has taken a toll in our society. And what I want to leave you with today is the grand old question. If so much lawlessness and cold-heartedness is abounding, what am I supposed to do about it? How do I shield myself from this? Because God calls us to love our neighbors. Jesus calls us to love our neighbors, to love our enemies, to pray for those that persecute us, those that curse us. We're supposed to be the light and salt of this world. So how do we not allow ourselves to be contaminated with the world current? Very simply put, apply everything that Jesus said in your own life and make a mental and a wholehearted effort to not allow yourselves to be seduced by the world current. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Doesn't matter how many times you've been slapped on the cheek, like Jesus says, and you turn it. We cannot allow ourselves to be cold-hearted or to allow the world to make us cold-hearted, because there's still a world out there that is needing to hear the gospel, that is needing to feel and understand and experience the love of Christ in their lives. So don't ever allow yourself as a young person to be seduced by the world current. Rather, be a light in the world. Don't allow the cold-hearted people to take and shape your future and shape your character. No, you be the light and you be the salt of the world. And you be the influence to every single one of your neighbors and your acquaintances. That way you can be that salt and that light that Jesus has called each and every one of us to be. That's all the time I have left for today. I hope that you'll join us again for the next time in these LWIM podcasts. Once again, visit our website, lwim.org. And I invite you, if you are in the Miami area or the vicinities, visit us. Every single Friday night, we have our meetings at 8 p.m. That's right, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The address is 3175 Southwest 25th Street, again, in Miami, Florida. Gets redundant, but it's just to drive a point home. Anyways, again, that's all the time I have left for today. Until next week, may the Lord shine His face upon you.